NPR comes from the members of the National Association of Realtors, working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners, on the web at realtor.com.
It's 24 degrees on Friends Plaza, the wind chill in the lower teens at 8:04. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce with AM 580 News. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Indiana lost nearly 5,800 jobs in October. Preliminary numbers show that job losses pushed the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate to 6.4%. That was up from 6.2% in September. Indiana Department of Workforce Development spokesman Gary Abel says the state's unemployment rate now equals the highest level since February of 1987, but it's still a tenth of a percent lower than the national average. Abel says October's job losses were heaviest in areas of the state with RV or automotive plants, reeling from the nation's credit crunch, high fuel prices, and lower consumer spending. Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says he's changing the way officers fight street gangs. Weiss announced yesterday a new gang enforcement unit made up of 400 officers. Unit members will work out of 5 citywide detective offices, but will be able to move throughout police districts to respond to gang activity. The acting commander of the gang investigations, Leo Schmitz, will direct the new unit. Wise move comes as Chicago experiences an increase in violence signaled by this year's 16% spike in homicides over last year. But they say the statistics increased by 1 on Friday when a 16-year-old was killed in the Northwest Side in an alleged gang-related shooting. Authorities say there were 80 gangs with 75,000 members in Chicago at last count. Hopeful clean coal proponents say President-elect Barack Obama's support for the now-defunct FutureGen project in central Illinois shows his commitment to coal-fired power. The experimental plant was awarded to Mattoon before the Bush administration canceled it. Obama and Vice President-elect Joe Biden have also said they support finding cleaner ways to burn coal, but coal industry executives say they've received mixed messages during the campaign. Obama told a newspaper that electricity rates could soar under his energy plan, and Biden told a voter in Ohio that, quote, we're not supporting clean coal, unquote, though he has said the U.S. should develop clean coal technology and export it to China. It's 6 minutes past 8.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President-elect Barack Obama's administration has started to take shape. Yesterday, he announced that his close aide, Robert Gibbs, would be the new White House press secretary, and he chose Emily's List executive director, Ellen Moran, as director of communications. Behind the scenes, Obama staffers are also trying to figure out how the new White House will be run and how to make a smooth transition from the outgoing administration. NPR's Don Gagne has the story.
To those who watch presidential transitions very closely, the transfer of power sets the tone for the incoming presidency. In recent weeks, there's been lots of drama as some big names have been floated for some big jobs in the Obama administration. But scholars who focus less on the headlines, and that includes Martha Joint Kumar of Towson University, see it this way.
So far, we're well ahead of where transitions normally are.
Kumar says a wise transition team tries to learn from the mistakes of past administrations. When President Clinton was elected, the transition was marked by disorganization, something that slowed White House staffing, even in some critical jobs, and it bogged things down at the beginning of Clinton's first term. As for Obama, things are going more smoothly in the early going, but Kumar says there are still big unanswered questions beyond who'll get what cabinet post. What will his plan be for addressing the economic crisis? How much will he stick to his goal of pulling combat troops out of Iraq?
We don't know what his policy priorities are going to be. You also have the whole health care situation. Where is that going to fit in? Where does education fit in?
She says the meeting Mr. Obama has held with his campaign opponent, John McCain, and his support for Senator Joseph Lieberman to hold on to his Senate committee chairmanship, despite having campaigned for McCain, are both indications of how Obama will reach out to political opponents. Still, all has not been perfectly choreographed in this transition. The Obama team, known for its tight message discipline during the long campaign, is also finding leaks are harder to stop during a transition when information on possible nominees has to be shared beyond the inner circle. Take Senator Hillary Clinton's consideration to be Secretary